Amen. Yes, Rasta. Get a bang. Get a bang. Get a bang, 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 bang. Hey. Get a bang, 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 bang. Truth and right, brother. Truth and right. Yeah. Got a lot of friends that take the plane and fly away. Now when them come back, I ask them about. They fought 2 weeks for now. Them a ball can fly back abroad. Lots of them a sell life. Lots of them a drop yard. Not no genuine. Them a fear. Them a fraud. Treat them friends a yard like a real bastard. But at the end of the day, tell me what will be your reward. Cause Uncle Sam a move it, and him will save you back a yard. Yeah. Rasta say you got to remember where you're coming from. Are you never gonna know up on the ground on which you stand? Remember your roots. Will you enter foreign land? Because German is for German, Africa for African. To all foreigners who leave them yard.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Listen to my message and don't play hard. Never move loose, never drop your guard. Chicken a hot cage when you feed them a yard. Cause you don't know where you're going if you don't remember where you're from. And that's why I've got to sing this one. Hey, Rasta say you got to remember where you're coming from. Are you never gonna know up on the ground on which you stand? Remember your roots when you enter foreign land. Because German is for German, Africa for African. So just remember to keep a clean heart and a clean mind, and never throw no stone behind.
Remember where you're coming from. This is Poetic Sam. Wagwan show. I'm remembering where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a place of niceness, a place of oneness, a place of love, a place of unity. So let's keep it going. I'm here for 2 hours. I'm telling you the mood. The moment I am requesting that all my listeners, my friends, my people here on Facebook, WhatsApp, let's crowd the place and do something special, something different, because we know that it is there. And that, oh, I know what's going on with that. So, roots thing we're going to deal with, my roots, your roots, our roots, everybody's roots, no matter what it is, you know. So, let's rock this. The sound of Keisha Martin. The first one you listened to was the man called Singing Vernon. Here comes Keisha Martin. And I got lots of stuff for you this evening. That's why I go on with Poetry Sam and Musical Turntable. And we're waiting. I'm going to bring in the one, Miss Janet on the Move Lumley. She's been quiet, but now she's...
I wonder if you're the old and the new. Sing on your dancing shoes. tantrum with the massive and crew. Why grab a girl and come? We are gonna rock till the morning come. Bartender, serve me a rum. We are gonna drink till the bar is done.
Ladies got on the best dress. Fellas got on the latest dress.
The band is playing that groove. And the dance floor ain't got no room. Are we a jamming at the housing scheme? Bring your queen and leave your machine. Cause a pure good vibe on the scene. Rock steady, baby. Rock steady. Rock steady. Rock steady. We've been working all week and we just wanna unwind. Gonna turn my phone off, forget my boss. And free my mind. It's the weekend, baby. Ain't got a care in the world. I'm gonna rock my head to this funky beat. Gonna move my feet. You the lick, I got me tipsy. Got some whining on my baby. I don't care, don't judge me. Just rock if you're with me.
Hurricane season, so we get a lot of rain. But it's nice because it makes the thing grow. You know, the place is always green and nature shows you nature in its best. And I love nature. And I love what happens around nature. See what I'm saying? Now I'm going to ask you, wagwan in your side of town? Wagwan? Same thing like some of the spots in Jamaica, the man in just can't stop kill the woman. And I wonder why that happened. But, you know, some people just try to hustle them one in there. Diego Jones, this one called Hustle Me.
Tell about your joy, go away. Moon Sterling.
Yeah, but, you know what? These are unsigned artists. I just played in the top of this program right here. I will skip, hop, jump to different people right through this program on a Wednesday evening on the Wagwan Show on TRS Radio. That's the station you're listening to. And the man on the turntables and the wheel of steel is the one. Poetic Tom. That's Wagwan.
Tell about your joy, go away. Moon Sterling, man, the joy, go away. Daniel, and money, but your joy, go away. Euro dollar, but you throw it away. You throw it away. Make your money, but you throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. You never sit up in the rainy day. You throw it away. Throw it away. Make your money, but you throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. You never sit up in the rainy day. Now you want to hustle me. Now you want to hustle me. Must see you some get some deadless money. Hey, hustle me, now you want to hustle me. Must see you see me and Bob Marley fix me. Hustle me, now you want to hustle me. Want to you tell me a real can't pick me. Hustle me, know you have to hustle me. Want to you tell me a Michael Jackson son. You throw it away. Make your money, want to throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. Make your money, want to throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. You never see something there any day. You throw it away. Throw it away. Make your money, but you throw it away. Make you with a lot, but you throw it away. Pound sterling, but you throw it away. Canadian money, but you throw it away. Euro dollar, but you throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. You make your money, but you throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. You never see something in the rainy day. What did you do with your money when you were flying on the plane? Yeah, yeah. What did you do with your money when you were sailing on the ship? What did you do with your money when you were working on the chain? You're a bumbo, you're one of a taxi, you're even one of a Kawasaki. Hey, your girlfriend was so fat and sexy. No one street and you jam, you jam. And you a chick for your grabby. Throw it away, throw it away. You make your money, but you throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away, throw it away. You never see something for any day. Throw it away, throw it away. You make your money, but you throw it away. Know you want me, hustle me. Know you want me, hustle me. Must see yes, I'ma get some dead love money. Know you want me, hustle me. Know you want me, hustle me. Must see yes, tell me about Marley picnic. You throw it away. Throw it away. You make your money, but you throw it away. Oh yes, you throw it away. Throw it away. You never see something of any day.
Remember, there's a rainy day. Just like I told you beforehand, there's lots of rain around right now because it's the kind of season. And I got a friend of mine on the line right now. Hello.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening. How is it going? How is it going?
It's going good, it's going good. Trying to cheer myself up while I cheer up the folks out there in CRS land. So, I know you have lots more you can give them they can cheer about better than I can. You know, they listen to me every week. And I'm asking them to let's do something special. They need to, we need to do something special to have something to excite us for the summer. Summer excitement. Don't you think
well,
so?
Well, for you, summer, but we're heading down to the end of August. And as you know, it's going to start getting cold soon, right? So we're looking forward to fall, which is either the 20th or the 21st of September. But as you know, we always use this as a landmark, Caravana. So once comes in, then the weather starts to change. And we've been, it's been fluctuating, as a matter of fact. But you know what? I must say, this summer been an extremely, extremely busy one. Because of the lockdown, and now we've got the place open, so many activities, so many events, so many things. Three events happening on the same day. You don't even know which one to attend, you know. Yeah, that's what we've been experiencing. And even still, so tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, for the first time, they're having Sinting Festival.
Sinting Festival.
You know, like we have to have a few Sinting, right? Sinting Festival, meaning that, you know, it's different things, right?
Yeah.
Will be going on in the Little Jamaica area. So there will be locking down the street, closing off, I should say, from Dufferin and Eglinton to Marley and Eglinton.
Okay.
Yeah, for the 3 days. the BBPA, which is the Business Professional Something Association, Black Business Professional Association. Yeah, they will be responsible for that. It's a free event, but there will be entertainment, a lot of food, and, you know, creativity. A lot of things will be happening. That is tomorrow, starting tomorrow night up until Sunday. And then next weekend in Niagara Falls, we're having Carry Falls, which is like a Caribana, but that will be held in Niagara Falls. Carry Falls, where they will be closing down again streets there. They'll be having costumes like Caribana, you know, parading on the street down there in Niagara. I'm not sure if I'll be going because I got invited to 3 other events on that day.
Wow, Canada is busy.
I'm telling you, from May, it's been like this from May. Last weekend was Jamaica. Jamaica and Trinidad celebrated an event. Yeah, together, right? I think tomorrow or Saturday, the Jamaican Canadian Association will be hosting as a follow-up to the Jamaica Independence. So they will be having that as well at the JCA. And so many things going on, a lot of stuff going on, you know, for us here. So it's been one exciting summer, I must say, you know, and everybody benefited from all the events that took place. However, a taste of the Danforth, I guess they're a little bit disappointed because that didn't happen this year. The city.
Yeah. That's been going on for a while. Yeah.
Right. So the city took it away from them this year, but every other event that we know of took place, every other one, and it opened up doors now for many other events. I'm not sure how this is going to happen because I do believe, because we don't have much in the winter time. I think. Me personally, they should, just like all they're getting space in the summertime, I do believe that they could ask the city for space to host other events in the wintertime or even the fall, you know, not just focusing on the summer alone. Too many. You can't keep
after
up.
After a while, I mean, look, you got to leave from Toronto to Niagara Falls is about a good hour and a half, 2 hours drive, right? Maybe
yeah, because last weekend I have a cousin from Calgary, so we were bold enough to take the train down. You know what? It was good because we didn't have to encounter with traffic on the highway. We didn't have to, so it was a nice ride down other than the stop. We got to Niagara and guess what? The cost, they have a promotion going on right now, $10 return. All right?
What?
Yeah, so we took the train down and
train?
So if anybody is in Toronto, in the Toronto and need to go to Niagara, just purchase your ticket online. It's at gotransit.com. Purchase your ticket and just board the train. But this is just for the weekend.
Right.
So you have to ensure that you don't miss the train because the first one leaves at 8:51. If you miss that, then you have to wait until noon for the next train. But we were able to go on the first one. So we got there like a little bit after 11. And guess what? When you get there, there's a shuttle bus. Well, it's not shuttle, but they're doing it for free now. So you have to, they call it WeGo. So now you have to buy a pass that gets you on that transit system that takes you to the falls.
So this is the GO train that's doing this stuff. To go to
yes.
now,
yes.
to go from here to Niagara. You know, my cousin was saying she went somewhere and she was flying back into Hamilton. She lives in Niagara. She lives down there in Niagara Falls. So she says the closest airport she could have gone to was Hamilton.
Right.
But I think like what you said a while ago, you know, what you said a while ago, she missed the train, then she had to wait. So she was talking about the same shuttle, taking the shuttle, and then having to take a taxi from, I think, from Hamilton. If she missed that Hamilton, so she'd have to go to Toronto to there and then take the train. And I was like, okay, that sounds like a whole lot of, you know.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, to make sure. Because, no, my cousin, he doesn't even want to leave. He lives in Calgary, but he had so much fun here because I was all over the place with him everywhere. Now he's going back on Monday. So I said to him today, you know what, just call. So there's a GO station right close to where we live. So to find out to go on the, you know, the Up Express, that's the train that goes directly from downtown to the Toronto Airport, right?
Okay.
So on that train, it's only $5.
Which I don't remember that. That's something.
That just came out recently. You wouldn't know about it. Yeah.
No,
so So for people who are visiting Toronto,
mm-hmm.
if there are many ways that you can get around without paying a lot of money to be transported, right?
Right.
So So if you go from Union Station to airport, it's about maybe 20 minutes.
Really?
And 20 minutes, yeah. It's very fast. And it's $5.
That's some. They really, Toronto is considering themselves a world-class city, so it doesn't surprise me that they build themselves up to that point of where they are right now.
That's nothing. They're expanding the train station and everything. So guess what? In a few years from now, you don't need to drive. In the city, because even to get to Brampton from Toronto, you don't need to drive. Everything is just connecting. You're just connecting from one station, one bus terminal to the other. So you don't have to worry. It's like either a square or a circle. So you can just get off one bus and jump on the other.
Well, I remember staying in Brampton and then traveling from Brampton to downtown. What I would do is take the one GO bus or the express bus that goes up to York University, and then from York University you can jump on the train and go downtown. And that wasn't too bad. I mean, the ride up to York University, well, once you get your express, you're good. But if you get the other one, then you might, you know, a little time. But I thought that was what I did that all the time. Instead of going to Malton and then from Malton to Toronto Transit and then down to a subway. And then from a subway, like maybe
I'm not going to lie to you. They're making life a lot easier navigating the in the system here.
Yeah.
It's so much easier now to just, because when was it? Example, if you're going to Brampton now, you can get a bus from Humber College.
Right.
And
yeah,
then you just transfer there. Yeah.
Right.
And then also, most of the buses now, because I don't know if you remember where you could get the buses from Islington Subway.
Yeah.
Right. So they don't do that anymore. You don't do that
anymore?
No more. No, you go to Kipling Subway. They have a bus terminal there. So now you go to Kipling Subway and you can transfer to whichever bus that you want to go to Brampton.
Yeah. Wow.
And yeah, there's a lot of transformation.
Yeah. But that's why we call this show Wagwan, because you hear it's not the city, it's not just here. Just we're not concentrating on the United States, and we're not just concentrating on Toronto. Because if you want to ask me about Florida, I can tell you about Florida, and I can even go as far as Georgia and tell you something about Georgia too as well. And but right now we're talking about the north, up north, where she says it's getting colder right now. And I'm in Florida. We're burning up. It's like 90 what? 90 was like 90.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
it. It was like 95 today.
95, yeah, you know.
You know.
And they're talking, now that the weather is changing, they're talking about meningitis. No. That kids has to be vaccinated to go back to school. So that's a totally different issue. But
yeah.
I just wanted to touch on cannabis.
Yeah.
So
let's give it a break, and we'll, when we come back, you know, we'll do that. I'm gonna drop some music from, you know, it's all this time, all these books with this nice music that we're going to drop right here on TRS Radio on the Wagwan Show between myself and Janet on the move. Lovely, she kept moving so much I couldn't catch up for her for a week. But now we do, and listen to all the stuff we got. We got Chaka Demons and Plaid. They're going to tell you, it's a good one. It's a good one. Check it out.
Now this one's dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, to rock 'em up, check 'em, you must be a fan player to feel the key. Come on, my youth, get it.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beat is like a bunch of bros. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Brave, brave.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
I channel with him, a pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say girl you pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Good now.
Have a cool pick on her when she took and when she jam. She know about Luke like an every morning man. Make love with a fully Chinese white man and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl that Mr. Flyer go pop on. Now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty is like a bunch of pros. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder she
wrote. Murder she wrote. Na na na. Murder.
Watch and don't stand still. You're not paying me like bill. If you touch a ragamuffin, girl, your wine get killed. Girl, keep wait. Cause you a crepe, crepe. And the lyrics let me talk. It's me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shot out. And when you hear the ragamuffin, you feel jump and shout. Don't touch me gator. You're not paying me what I'm ready. Cause great is great. Make your anger away from it. You put your face on bad character. Them the kind of living can hold back a from it. You put your face on bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say girl you're pretty, you be a sin pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and I'm so hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Now every
maiden
in the earth is some girl of a version. For the coolie white man in the nothing kill on his fan. I just see a girl here, me see a 6 month pregnant. Now she buck one sweet again with not a baby in a prom. Do you heard about this girl, her name is sexy. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose.
Excuse me, y'all don't even know what so you see. Ragamuffin, Jacka, demons come to flash it to you. Oh, 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 oh the kind of living town. Hold up, follow me. You're pretty, you're some bad character. In the kind of living town. Hold up, I said, girl, you're pretty. About your character dirty. Tell you don't have to flirty, flirty. You want to come big and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. The girl a boast and a brag on, she looks sexy. All she worship is mere vanity. The girl a boast and a brag on, she looks ready. When she wash her clothes, it's dirty. Girl, you're not ready. If you can't cook with me, girl, you're not ready. If you can't wash with me, girl, you're not ready. If you know you're flirty, flirty, flirty. You put your face on bad character. When the kind of living town. Hold your cup for me now. You put your face on bad character. When the kind of living town. Hold your cup for me now. You're not feeling the light.
Don't know what happened.
Now this one dedicated to the girl and with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, so rock him up and check out the most new power player to feel with you. Hey, Papa, you hear it?
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her bitch is like a bunch of bros. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
How am I trying to do? Try to test it. You want to test the rocket launcher? Well, let me tell you something. You're the original butcher. We have the chopper. Lord of mercy. Hear this. Wait, the man. My who that a come? Wait, the man. Gonna take me this gun. Wait, the man. My who that a come? Wait, the man. Gonna think me did done, me come fit and up. Say DJ go and go sit down, me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run, me come fit and up. DJ go and go sit down, me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run now. Put up and try come off of the right. Me have two stickers and the mic. Admiral, come off of the left before me use the bomber. I'm back to the depth. He's the Christ man, him a centred. Me electric shame, me go shock him to death. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Gonna think me did done. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Gonna think me did done. Top of them a pose and I say them a done. Only than me know a the one skeng man. That dead and man him run the island. Say foolish DJ you a look position. Go put in your brief in front of your man. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Gonna think me did done. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done me come fit and up. The DJ go and go sit down me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run me come fit and up. DJ go and go sit down me come fit and up. Me no come fi make fun. Me lyrics them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Watch the little boy them a pack up and run. And listen ragamuffin me a chant them down. Tell the whole of them say me just can't done. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man, on the things me did done. If a boy try test, him days a go done. Him now call if he see the rising sun. This surrog a muffin me a chant them down. Strictly cut your lyrics come fi fling down. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, on the things me did done. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, on the things me did done. Me can't done. Tell Admiral come me can't done. Tell Ninja man come me can't done. Tell Budjo him come he can't done. Tell Capleton come he can't done. Tell Cabra him come he can't done. Tell Grindman him come. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Me come fit and up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Turn up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run now. Say but you banter come off of the right. Me have two sticker than the might. Admiral come off of the left before me use the bomber. I'm back to kill you deep. He say Grindman, him a centred me electric chain. Me a go shock him to death. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? No for them a pose and a go like them a done. Only than me know a the one king man. That the Dan man him run the island.
Yes, cut it on to that one. So we're back live. as you've always been on TRS Radio here. Don't forget, I'm here on Saturday again, too, with Unsigned Artists. Lots of new music. Oh, I have a special, some special, special to drop on Saturday, folks. So come out and check it out. All right, we're back with me on the move. She's going to, you know, break down some stuff for us here. All right, as you were saying, you were about to read something.
Yeah,
and
so, yeah, I just wanted to touch on the cannabis and what's going on. So there are a lot of movement here, because I don't know if you remember before 2017, it was not regulated, right? Or it became a criminal offense, right, to have weed or whatever in your possession. Now, since Trudeau, when he won, that was one of the things that he decriminalized, and it was weed. So now, and in our community, when I mean our community, I'm talking the Black community, it was very difficult for us to get licensing and, you know, to do stuff. Now, so I went to an event last week hosted by Masani, part of Rastafest. And a lot of those persons with the legal component of it came out. And so it's good in a sense that many of us now can open up cannabis store here in the GTA. However, what they were saying, it comes with a lot of red tape, bureaucracy, and all kinds of stuff. So you still have to be mindful, because they check your criminal records and all these stuff. And if you're not, the one that they said, she's the first Black person in Ontario to open up a store. So I went to her store the other day. She hosted an event there. And what I found out is that she's saying that even although they regulated to say you can do certain things, there are certain lines that is drawn, right? It has to be in the guideline of what they're saying. A lot of these trees, they enhance it with something. So it's not like the real weed we get from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. They're stuffing it. And this is why most of these kids, they're developing mental illness, I believe, and all these stuff, because it's not the real stuff they're getting, right? I remember a few months ago, I went out to Kingston. And on my way back, we stopped at one of the reserves. And that's when I found out they label all these trees, because I bought one of the trees. And I'm saying to myself, why do you guys label these trees? And I found out it goes with the strength, right? Whatever strength, it's up to you how you can tolerate it, right? So I found that out. I bought one of the three, I paid $15 for it. And then so when we went out there, we got some slushy. And in the slushy, they infuse it with it in there, the oil or whatever, right? So I bought one, it was fine. So I went back out there again and I bought one of the syringe. I said, okay, I'm going to try and make some smoothies. So I went home, not smoothie, I'm slushy. I went home and I did the slushy thing and I put some in there. It was fine. No, my daughter came and says, you know, put half of the tube. No, for 3 days I'm walking on cloud nine. 3 days I'm walking on cloud nine with this thing, and I'm saying, if I am taking this thing and it's doing me like this, right? That's why you know that it's not natural. There's stuff in there. No, when I took it, it took 3 days, or could be a week, to get out of my system entirely, right? That was one thing I found for me. I'm not sure about anybody else. And I decided that I would not take it again. But last weekend, this lady kept a party, I understand. And the people that was at the party, they made some cupcakes with the stuff in it. Yeah, I'm not sure how many cupcakes she had, but she ended up in the hospital with a minor stroke.
Oh, really?
Apparently, they said she overdosed herself, right? because she kept on eating the cupcakes. She kept on eating more and more and more cupcakes, not realizing, and it also numb, like she couldn't walk on her feet because it was all of the feelings there were gone. Right?
Wow.
Anyways, yeah, they checked her brain and she's fine. So I just had to mention that. Oh, yeah. So then last Friday, I stopped by that girl's shop. She had an event there. Now they have the vape thing. So I said, okay, let me try it. Because, you know, this young lady was saying, oh, I wish my mom and my dad were like you. So I go, do they go to church? I said, you know what? I am very open-minded. So they put the thing in this, I don't know what you call it. I think it's a vaporizer. Anyways, what they did, it works with battery. So they put it in and then put it up to a certain amount, whatever they press. The smoke, right. It looks like smoke in there to me, but it's more than just smoke. So I decided, okay, let me just take in some of this thing. You're right. Started to cough and cough and cough, and I'm saying to myself, what is in this thing that people are going crazy over? So I get to realize it's a high, you know? It puts you on that high, right?
Right.
So for me, for somebody who doesn't use it, and I got that experience just trying it once, no wonder with the younger generation, things are happening to them. Because some of them cannot manage it. They can't take it. And they keep on going for more and more because it gives them that high feeling. So when I went to that place out on the reserve, they were telling me, like, the different strength, the 50-50, the 70-30, the plants when you're buying it. It comes by strength. So you have to know the level of strength that you want when you're purchasing these plants. So I learned I learned that myself personally, you know, and at that moment I realized that, oh, this is not good for humans. It's not supposed to be taken. So they're, what I'm seeing there, this is why. So even although it's regulated, right, they have to have a certain strain, whoever is selling it. So when I went into this girl's store, no, she had the different strength, like mild, strong, and there's education there on the wall for you to read. So this cannabis thing, and then she mentioned there's from one plant, it's 100 and over 100 different strains. I go, excuse me? Over 100 different strains. Yeah. So it's very interesting. Anyhow, there's an expo coming up for those who are interested in Jamaica, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's called CanEx Jamaica. It's a business and expo. So I forgot the name of the gentleman who will be hosting that one. I'm going to be doing an interview with him because for those of you who may not know, I am an host of a show called Regulation. So over the next few weeks, he will be coming on my show. I'll be talking to him about, you know, the rules and policies, especially where it comes to Jamaica and stuff like that, right? So I just wanted to touch on that, you know, individuals have to be mindful with this cannabis because we know it as ganja or, what do you call it, marijuana or whatever, out of Jamaica. But the name is changed to cannabis, but I guess it's for a reason, right? Yes, I just wanted to touch on that.
What I've found out from, and this is just from my own working from my business that I have, which is signs. I do signs for a lot of, I had one gentleman, he had about 20 smoke shops. Well, he put them in the corner of the gas station. He has gas station, so he'll just make an area in the gas station where you go on the inside where the grocery is and turn it into a smoke shop. Some of them are big enough, some are too small. Well, what I got to learn, not from him, but from someone else, is that they removed the THC out of some of it.
Right, because they have the CBD and the THC,
yeah. Right, so moving the THC, they're claiming that it's not as addictive, it's not
potent,
a whole bunch of
stuff. Yeah.
And as what we were smoking there. You know, just what we know and what we are used to as stuff. Because these things, anytime we already know that whenever the bigger ups start to touch these things, they change the whole complexity of it to suit themselves. So therefore, what you see going on right now is nothing new. It's just what they wanted to do. And I kind of see why they used to be so vigilant about it coming from Jamaica to here. Because once they shut down that thing of getting it shipped, they could make up their own market. And I heard that a long time ago, and I was like, oh, come on now. They already going to do that. But just the advent of Colorado right here in the U.S. showed exactly where all of that lies, because Colorado is making so much money, That's what started this whole smoke shop phenomenon, you know. So it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's just so much. I didn't realize, and this is why I am very open-minded to certain things. So I go to things just to get educated, right?
Right, right.
Because when I went to this event that Rastafest held, I was surprised to see how many persons in our community are now have smoke shop. But on the reserve, when you go on the reserve, that's all they do. They're not doing alcohol. They're selling the weed. That's all they sell out there. You can just go on the reserve and buy any amount of cannabis. And not only that, they have gummy bears. They have brownies. And within them, you have to be careful how you're buying it, because they keep adding more our strength. So you have to be careful how much you want to consume. And I think that's what happened to this lady, right? Why she overdosed herself and ended up in the hospital, almost died, because she took too much, she consumed too much of it. But
well, there's people that it's still, you have, no matter what you have, there's a limit.
Thank you.
There's a limit. And people are just going crazy, just doing whatever they feel like. But this is CRS Radio on the Wagwan Show, and you know, we have interesting subjects. We do talk about interesting things, and we give you music in between. So right now we're gonna drop some music in between, come back again, and hey, you never know.
And then when we get back, I'll touch a little bit on immigration in Canada.
Yeah, there you go. So a different side from America, you know, where I'm at, and she's someplace else. So you get a rounded, you know, idea, the world we live in, which is our community. Right now I'm going to do Estelle. She calls this one a love life. Right. Here we go, people. Check it out.
He's smiling, and that's because of me. He's happy, I want the world to see.
Don't forget to check me Saturday, 12 till 2. I will be here on CRS Radio spinning nothing but the answer. Go tell a friend, bring a friend. I am going to push you guys. I'm going to see what I can do so we can break the internet. Come on, let's do something then. I would love. Come on, people, tell your friend. Come on, and let's break the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's right, so beautiful to riches. Where could I be a gunman? you mislead. I try stop crime, you wonder why it proceeds. Can't miss the music, look how much man it feeds.
Word of breaking music on ya.
Move is my organization, you know, been established for 2 years, and the purpose of On the Move really is connecting opportunities with the aim of offering solutions for growth and development. So this is what we're doing here, like on the radio station, just trying to connect, you know, whoever or wherever we can connect to make a difference. So one of those areas that I'm touching on is immigration. Now, Canada has opened up a lot because, first of all, they're saying the population is low here, one, so that's where immigration comes in, because now you can bring in individuals to do work because there are not enough people here to at times provide services for the needs. Like in the healthcare field right now, they need a lot of nurses, so they say, construction industry and all of that. So when COVID started, I connected with an organization in Jamaica called Synergy Essential Jamaica. And what they do, they work with young youth to bring them into the United States to work on maybe like summer jobs for 3-4 months. They would find employers in the United States for these young people. I think this year they're already 100 and something went on the program, right? For people who need more information on that, like that, you can check out their website. It's Synergy Essential JA.com, right? It's working very well. They've been in business for over 20 years, doing exceptionally well. So now they connected with Canada. At the moment, they're in, a few persons came up on for work program here in Canada already, but mainly in Saskatchewan. But now, giving thanks through On the Move, I'll now take on the Canadian side of Synergy. So we're working now to bring in people from Jamaica. So if you know anyone who wants to study here, which I already work with City College as a recruiter, but now we're adding the work component as well. So if you know anybody who wants to come up, it's a simple process. They would have to upload their documents to the website, resume, passport, job reference, and one other thing. They would have to upload it to the website, and from there they will be given an interview, you know, just based on their skills, and we'll take it from there. We'll also let them know if they need to go back to school to study, whatever it is, we can assist in doing so. If the person is here in Canada, you know, so say, for example, you're here, and whatever the reasons be, you can reach out to us. Maybe we can assist in helping you to transition, especially, and I will repeat, especially in the nursing industry. So I just wanted to touch a little bit on that. If anyone out there knows of anyone who can provide accommodation as well, because some of these students, when they come in, they need somewhere to stay or to live. So we're also looking for places for them to rent. So if anybody out there have a house or whatever it is, again, you can reach out to me, 647-760-9294. That number is also on WhatsApp. So, you know, I just wanted to share that as it relates to immigration. So we're providing services for people who are looking to study in Canada and also who's looking for employment, because there are lots of opportunity. Mind you, they must meet certain criteria. So it's not as simple, but we can...
I'm grabbing anybody and everybody. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry,
I just wanted to touch, and that will be coming up over and over and over again based on, you know, moving forward. Immigration, I'm a paralegal, by the way, and immigration is one of those areas that their laws keep changing on a regular basis. So what applies yesterday may not apply today, all right? So I just wanted to share that as it relates to Canada and for persons who wants to study here. Oh, by the way, yes. So City College, which is citycollegetoronto.ca, this coming January, they're going to be offering ESL program. But this ESL program has to be for people coming from non-English speaking countries. You cannot speak any English to be a part of this program, all right? So anyone needs more information on that can reach out to me as well. What else is there? Yes, there are other stuff, but the next show, I just have to say, in the community, there are quite a few of us here who's running in the mayoral election on October 24th. So I just want to put it out there. So Nia Singh, which is a Caribbean individual, he will be running for mayor. There's a young lady who ran before in the York Southwestern region, I think that's what it is. So now she'll be running for councillor for Ward 5 and 6 in Brampton. All right. I'm feel good, and also Jermaine Chambers, he's also running. I'm not sure what he's running for. So that's October 24th. If you're in there writing and you can support them in terms of campaigning, you know, doing what you can to help, because we need more of our people in Parliament. We need to see more of us, our faces there. And these people now
everywhere.
Putting out, yes, to say, okay, I'm running, I'm going to be a candidate in the next election. And one last thing I have to touch on is the Lumi. So we haven't been
talking about the Lumi,
but some good news. So today's meeting, they announced that for persons, if you already registered or if you're registered on the new platform, over the next 2 days, they will be giving away, I think, what was it, 6 Lumi? They will be giving away 6 months Lumi over the next 2 months. If you haven't signed up yet, sign up within the next 1 to 2 days, and you'll also be able to get 6 months of Lumi. So, and it's 6.26, so times that by 6, and that's how much Lumi you will be getting as a bonus in your account, right? So they're doing this. What they're saying is just it's a bonus for persons who's been patiently waiting and stuff like that. So they're giving that as a bonus to get on board, to sign up. There are other incentives with it, but that's what I will bring to the next show. I just wanted to share that. And, yeah, guys, this coming Sunday, also, as I said, on the move, so on the move with the networking component.
Break them down a little bit. Janet, you're giving them too much. They're not going to digest it. Let's play some music so they can get to digest it yes, folks, we have so much going on. There's so much going on. She's got so much. She's just trying to give it out to you. But I know. Take some music in. Relax. Get some popcorn. Something like that. And just, you know, sit back and relax and take it in. Some of it, most of what she's talking about, well, some of it has to do with here and some of it has to do with Canada, but we are a community station, so we share with everyone here, there, and everywhere. That's the sound of Budja Banton giving a little thanks and praise. So I'm going to keep it going with one more from the man called Diego Jones. Hope of Jesus never. That's God.
I'm thanking God.
Papa Jesus never lank out his telephone, no. Every time I call, he answers.
On CRS Radio, we play, we do, we give the best of the best. Come on Saturday and hear me right here on CRS Radio. Check out the man, dear.
I'm thanking God.
Papa Jesus never lank out his telephone. No. Every time I call, he answers. My God never lank out his telephone. No. Every time I call, yes. When I am down, and I am stressed out, even when I am lying on my sick bed, call on your mighty, put my trust in vanity. But when I call, deliver and fire. And for parties I never lack off his telephone. No. Every time I call, he answers. My God never lack off his telephone. No. Every time I call, he answers. When the obstacles come out to play, oh Lord, I pray that we together would run away. Oh, today, it is such a sunshining day, and I am thanking God for life. Papa Jesus never lack off his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah. My God never lack up his telephone, no. Every time I call, yes. Right now I am down, and my bending knee, keeping fasting and prayer, because I know my God never retires. That is the reason why I pray from day to day. Whoa, 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 oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Papa Jesus never lack up his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah. My God never lack up his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah, yeah. Papa Jesus never lack up his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah. Oh my God, never lack up his telephone, no, 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 no.
The sound of the man called Diego Jones, and we're back live with Jonathan the Move Lumley. She got so much things to say right now. I'm going to hear she's going to finish it up. You're going to do it. So let's just sit back and relax. So, Sister Jeanette, what you got to say? I know you were talking about just before I dropped the music on you. You can continue.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to say this Sunday, On the move, we'll be hosting another BNO, which is the business networking opportunity of the organization, where business persons like yourself and others will come on the event and just share, talk about their business, and, you know, there's an educational component to it where ideas will be shared and we network, we showcase and stuff like that. That's what that networking is about. Not only that, it's global as well. So we're connected to England, parts of the world. So if anyone out there who is looking to connect their brand, join us on the network. It's by Zoom. It's a virtual event. And it's free. Membership is free at the moment. And stuff like that. We have people on board like manufacturer, fashion designer, entertainers, and people like, sometimes we have artists comes on, you know, they'll sing and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, so in the middle, around the middle of September again, the Regulation Talk Show will be back on here, you know, with interviewing people that nobody really hears about, nobody knows what they're doing, like, you know, unsung heroes. So we're touching on that moving forward, you know, to let people know what others are doing out there. Maybe they will be able to, you know, showcase or even spotlight their business, because they may have a business idea as well and do not know where to go, what to do. All right, so I just wanted to share that a little bit about On the Move, but also, again, immigration, you know, that's where we're heading. Anybody knows anybody who wants to visit Canada or study or work, you know, in a legal way, we're here to help. Just wanted to share that.
Yes, that's a lot. That's a lot to share. I hope you get it all, people, because, you know, you don't get this no place else. You know, share between community and community, whether it be the U.S., whether it be Jamaica, even Africa, anywhere around the motherland, everywhere, because we have things going on, you know. There's AfroFest coming up in a couple of months, I think in November, and it's going to be in Sierra Leone, Ghana, Tanzania, South Africa, a bunch, you know, and I'm involved with that, you know, in a small way, I've added on it. So, you know, listen out for that as well. There's people with their music that we interview. Even though we don't do it here, we do it on Saturdays on the other show called Put the Cam and Musical Turntable. So we're always trying to, you know, share with the community what we have, what we know, and what we think is good for the community to know. Right here on TRS Radio, which is a community station as well. So support all the way around. Always support. You know, we're not just about just playing music every hour, playing the same music. You know, music with a lot of curse words, you know, talking about destruction and negativity. We are about upliftment of the community, upliftment of each other. Sometimes you might think it's a lot of talk, but you got to listen, because in between all the talk is something that's good for you, me, she, the old lady, young lady, and, you know, the little boy, the big man, and everyone. No, so let's not take this as something not to go out and tell a friend. We need to bust the net. We need to invite so much of us on this internet so that we can, you know, even though you're not seeing our faces, maybe then we'll just start thinking, hey, you know, we need to show our faces, but you got to go out and you got to tell. We got to have a thousand, you know, to 1,500. And then we'll show our faces. So I'm putting the challenge forth. All right. So let me drop an oldie but goodie right here on the Wagwan Show when we still have some time to go. But thank you, Sister Janet, on the move.
Wait a sound and tell the people how the physical is coming your way.
Come on over.
Too bad. me say, you better stop to running around.
Yes, that was you, Ryan, the small lot. You know, cut down the big tree, cut down the big one. Do think they're better than you with their jealousy and bad mind. We cut down. This is CRS Radio with 46 Sam and Janet on the move, Lumley. So we're like almost on the last stretch of the show. And we've been giving you news more so. We've been giving you everything. Try to kill it as much as we can with the time and what we have. And I'm sure you got some more news to share with these folks here. We're not even giving you, we're sharing. And, you know, that's something we're proud of doing, is just always be sharing. All right? So, when it comes to the community, we take pride in that. We take pride in knowing that there are things. There's insurance you can get out here. There are so many things you can get. So many things you just have to ask, find your way around. You can talk to me on WhatsApp, you know, Sam James, on Poetic Sam on WhatsApp. You can talk to Janet on WhatsApp. Or, you know, we also have Facebook pages where we're in groups that, you know, make sense and serving what we say we're doing. Whenever I might play a lot of music, but if you reach out to me, just like I'm saying, let's all get together in multitude and pass on the information like he's saying. Get together and get to know things that, you know, benefit all of us. It's nothing difficult. It's not hard. It's just for everybody to make up their mind and say, you know what, I'm going to sit on even half an hour to come on the show, half an hour, and say what you have in mind, what you think, or what you're looking for, and how you think it's better. Express yourself. Same thing. Express yourself, and that will allow us to feel that we're not wasting, but at least we know that you're hearing us because you say you're hearing. All right? This is Poetic Sam. And, I'm here on the Wagwan Show with Miss Janet on Lumley. She's having this Sunday. Check it out. Her show right here. Janet, can you give them the Zoom connection that they can connect to all those
So for Zoom, the member ID number is 556-509-9073, and the passcode is network, all capitalized, all one word. So again, it's 556-509-9073, and the passcode is network. Before I go, so my granddaughter, which Lassell, you must have seen the post. So last Saturday, three youths, I don't know what happened. They drove and they crashed in a tree, and the car blew up in flames. And unfortunately, they all died. Now, those three youths are related to my granddaughter. So, anyhow, they did good. They put out a GoFundMe to raise $60,000, and they got it in about 3 days. Yeah. So the community, I feel good, you know, it's these people are from our community, and you know, the community, whoever they are, came out for them. So it's wonderful. Chris Ailes from G98.7, you know, I'm friends with him. He had also reached out to me, wanted to boost, you know, give the family more leverage in terms of, you know, talking about the what took place and the event. I'm not sure if he had connected with anyone, but I had given him the information. So many persons are reaching out, you know, doing what they can to help the family. The father have something like 11 of them, but it's 8 remaining now because 3 gone and their siblings, you know. So it makes it harder for, you know, the family. And yeah, so that's it. And then, you know, I found out something about CRA, which is the Canada Revenue Agency. So a friend of mine, I think, I'm not sure if he has been filing his taxes or whatever, but Revenue Canada confiscated his car yesterday.
Wow.
Because he owes them.
That's like the IRS.
Yeah, they came, and I guess he doesn't have a house, so they, and he told me a few days ago they seized his account, his bank account. They had taken money from it, and now they took his car yesterday. So, you know, these are things that, you know, we need to know in the community, that it goes to show that if you have a house or whatever you have, it's not really yours. Because if there's a time come and you can't pay for whatever reason, that's it.
That's why they take the pay. They don't wait for it. If you can't,
no.
They don't care why you couldn't, what happened, why you couldn't do it. They just know that they want it and they don't care.
They don't care. So, you know, it's just, I'm just putting that out there, you know, to say when it comes to tax, I'm a tax preparer as well. And when it comes to taxation, if you hold them for on the move, because last year was the first year for it, I didn't file. No, what they did, they deliberately created, did the taxes for me, put it that way. They did the taxes for me and now told me that I owe them $3,000-something. I go, what? Yeah, so
what?
I called them and
no
I said,
appeal.
Look.
There's no appeal to that.
No, when it comes to, yeah, you can appeal it, but it was a simple thing for me. Because I didn't file, they just assume. Because what they do, they base it on other businesses with similar service.
Right,
so
right.
Based on that business, they assume that's what you would make, whatever it is. Anyhow, it was just a matter for me to go in and just do a zero filing, and it's clear. So again, that is something, you know, for people, especially for newcomers to the country. Make sure if you're opening up a business, please file your GST, even if it's a zero amount, because that will put you in a deficit with them. Also, if you hold them, call them and make arrangements to pay it. Don't just leave it unattended, because they will do whatever. They will determine for you, right? And sometimes if you don't check on it, you just
what
leave it.
Determine it for you. They determine it for themselves.
that is so true. But I just wanted to share that my friend's car is gone. They took it from him. So I said, but he's taking it. I said, what are you going to do? He said, oh, I'll just buy another one. So I said, what, you're going to put it in your name? I said, I wouldn't put it in my name. He said, well,
no,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, because they're going to be watching him now.
Yeah. So, you know, people, if you decide to go into business on the other side of it, you know, make sure that, you know, if you have to declare something, you declare it. But don't leave it unattended, because they will make that decision for you. So I just wanted to end with that, you know, on CRA, that although despite of COVID and, you know, people had challenges not working and they don't care. Today on the news, a lot of students are now living in shelters because they can't afford the rent. One bedroom is like $2,200 here in Toronto, right? So the international students that are here, I guess the parents can't afford. So now a lot of them are ending up in shelter right now. And even for the young kids or young people, it's best to stay at home. If you don't have to go out there to on your own, a one bedroom in Toronto right now, the minimum is $2,200, the minimum for rent. And that does not include utility, right? We have a three bedroom and it's $25, and actually call it $26 because every year they're going to increase the rent, right? So, yeah, but what I understand, house prices, the prices are reducing. However, the interest rate is higher. So your mortgage still end up being the same monthly payment. All right, so
25.
Just keep it in mind. If you can, for the younger people, generation, if you can stay at home for as long as you can, please, because you, if not, go out there on your own, it's going to be difficult. I'm not sure about anywhere else, but I'm talking here in Toronto.
Well, it's expensive here, but I don't think a one bedroom is expensive. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and it's not that expensive. You can get a townhouse for like $1,700, two bedrooms.
Yeah, I remember you said that, yeah, but it's not easy, you know? Not easy. Because even with food. Buying
and
food.
And utilities on top of that. So you're
right.
Still paying a lot.
Yeah. Because we also have to be paying utility where we are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In the summertime, it's not so bad. But in the wintertime, you know, like in a few weeks where we have to turn the heat on, I'm telling you.
Yeah, turn the heat on. And you use electricity earlier and all of that kind of stuff. It's a lot. I just believe that they don't really care how the poor people want to live. You know, there's a bunch of them that say some of us have no use for society because we're not really, I guess, not making them money like the way they like to. So they raise the price and get rid of those that they think is of no use to them.
It's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate, but that's the reality of life, and we just have to face what it is, and you know, we can't let these things get us down. We can't let it get you down. You just have to live. So unfortunately, you know, this is the reality of life, and the greatest thing is that we have life, and from you have life, everything else is possible.
True.
If you don't have life, then that's it. That's my piece there for today. Until next week again, all goes well. So people, if you can come on this Sunday on the BNO, please feel free to join us. Business Network Opportunity, which is part of On the Move. If you can join us on Sunday, you know, you're welcome to join us. In the month, well, I'll be on next week again to give a specific date of when that interview will be with that man about, that gentleman about cannabis, right? And then, something will be happening in October as it relates to Nanny. But, you know, I'm taking one day at a time, right? And
oh, I also learned today, too. Sorry to interject it as you talk about Nanny. There is something about Paul Bogle coming up. They're having a candlelight. I think next week I'll be able to get you. Let me see if I can find the information. I got it today. It's been going on for quite a while.
Can you share it with me?
Yes. Tune in. Yeah, it's on IRA FM in Jamaica. Sunday at 8:35 a.m. They're doing the. I will share it with you. It's in memory of Paul Bogle. It's the topic is Paul Bogle. I didn't know that they have every year they have a candlelight vigil for Paul Bogle. Every year they've been doing it free and it's world over, so they're really reaching out on a bigger platform. So right now they're using the IRA-FM. Okay, it's called the Africa Forum. With your host Kabu Matt.
Oh yeah, she was on Sunday with Timothy McPherson from the Lumi.
Oh, okay. Well, she
he was on that time.
Yeah. Okay, so that is on. So there's, like I said, folks, it doesn't matter where it is, as long as we get it, we'll share it. That's the kind of... So I'm saying I'm still loving being on this show, and I'm loving the fact that On The Move is moving, and we are moving together. So let's drop this one right now.
Oh, my. Well. She's still loving me. Though I've caused her so much pain. Yeah. I've done my share of wrong. Everything's been going fine, and I proudly to the world, yeah. She's my one and only. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't gonna leave my lady. Oh no, no. She's my one and only. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't gonna leave my lady. Thank you.
that's the song of Morgan Heritage. One of their classic hits right there. Don't forget, folks, on Saturday I will be here from 12 to 2 playing some of the best unsigned artists. I got some brand new cuts to play for you. So come on down from 12 to 2 right here on CRS Radio, the same station you are at right now. So, again, let's bust the net. Just do it. Let's show the folks that we can do it, that we have our hundreds and our thousands, all right? So we're close down to the end, Sister Janet. Where do you go? What do you got to say in parting words right now?
The only thing I'm going to leave with is that, you know, once again, thanks to each and everyone to be listening to the Wagwan Show that comes on each and every Thursday on CRS Radio, where we're bringing different flavor to community. Myself out of Toronto, Ontario, and Poetic Sam out of Tampa, Florida. And we continue to share, you know, community. If you do have anything that you want to get out there, DM Poetic Sam or myself, where we can be found on Facebook. I am Jeanette Lumley on Facebook. He's Poetic Sam on Facebook. Yeah, just DM us. You know, maybe you may even have somebody that could call in, because we're open to accept more callers, right?
Yes.
So hopefully one of our topics may be something of interest to you and you would like to talk about it. Oh, and I am now on Twitter, MySpace. So if anybody's on Twitter, Twitter's got a platform like how should I compare it? Like Clubhouse. So if anybody's on Clubhouse, yes, Twitter now has a platform that you can use to, and it goes around the globe. So hopefully, if you want, any of you want, connect with me, again, Jeanette Lumley, on Twitter, and then let's have a conversation on MySpace. Other people may be interested and want to join in the conversation. So here's an opportunity for us to spread our gospel. Just keep spreading it. It's going to get out there, you know. So I just wanted to say also, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe. We're almost coming up to the weekend. Don't drink too much. All right? Have a good weekend until.
Yeah. All right, and the number to call in for this show, each and every show, is 661-477-2407. You can always catch us right at that number, 661-477-2407, anytime we're on. And every link that is posted, every posting on Facebook, on Instagram, on Messenger, always have a picture, and that number is always there, so there's no reason not to call. I'm going to start repeating the number because I'm expecting you to come with me, help me to bust the net. I'm going to call it, you know. For the next month, I'm really going to push it hard for my people that's listening to go out and tell a friend and bring a friend and let's bust the net. That's going to be the name of what we have. But we won't even worry about it. Right now, I'm going to play a parting song. It's called Leave People Business Alone. We're going to leave people business, and we're going to bust our own business right here on CRS Radio with the Wagwan Show. And, that's not on. But go on over to On The Move. Do the same thing. Bring all your friends. Get your business, you know. Talk about other people's business. Spread the word everywhere. Revolution. We're there. What's it? Poetic Seven Music Alternative. We have so much, so don't be afraid. Jump on, do your thing, call your friend, you know, bring a friend, stay till the end, all right? But we're not going to leave this business
before, you go, Sam. I noticed on the flyer you have givebackjamaica.org. What is that?
Oh, Give Back Jamaica is we're giving shoes for all the kids down in Jamaica. We're collecting a pair of shoes. I forgot to talk about that. A pair of shoes by giving it right here on CRS Radio. That's what we're doing. Give Back Jamaica, which is a pair of shoes for kids in Jamaica, especially to go back to school. We're giving one, each of us can give one pair of shoes will help one child in Jamaica. That's
what. So how would it get there before school starts?
Well, we've been doing it, we've been sending it. You have to www.givebackjamaica.com. You can go there and you can pose all your questions, ask all your ask all you want to, and donate all you want to through www.givebackjamaica.com. All right? That's how that works. Wow. I should be... Thank you very much, CY. It's nice to have another good set of eyes. That's what happened, because I totally forget about that. I've mentioned it several times, but not enough. All right, my people, we're just about out of here. And Poetic Sammy saying goodbye. Have a great weekend. But don't forget Saturday. And don't forget Sunday. Saturday is Poetic Sammy and the Musical Turntable. Sunday is On the Move. All right? Business Connection. Strictly. All right? See your people.
Murder.
Chatty chatty, mountain massy, mix up, why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, one fix up, why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone, leave people business alone.
Oh God, and I say one time people them used to say, I go run in belly, so when we touching at the street, nobody see it. Go drink it with things and I tell people, so you give it. So,
ooh, them can't look in on my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right now, me have to cool this car. Who know it already, now go make no it no more, mister.
Chatty, chatty, mountain massy, mix up. Why you no leave people business? Don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, one pizza. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone.
Yeah.
Leave people business alone.
Oh God, don't show them chatty, chatty, chatty. Me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run gone, tell my beliefs. My chit chat for my name, them my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk can make me can't see dying day. She left me can't see listen to them.
When them a chit-chat, for my name, them a hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Chatty chatty, mountain massy, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about.
Nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place, one fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
And I say one time people them used to say, one sweet nanny goes and go run in belly. So when we touching at the street, nobody see it. Go drip it with things and I tell people, can you give it? So,
ooh, them can't look in on my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right. right, you know me, I said to the score. Who know it already, now go make her do it no more, Mr.
Chatty Chatty, Mount Damacy, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about nothing near gap, nothing near by your place for fix up. Why you no love people business? Chatty, 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 me can't live in peace. Them see me with honor, I'm gonna tell my beliefs. My chit chat, upon my name, them my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk, you make me can't see dying day. She left me can't see listen to them.
When them a chit chat. Really keep them talking, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Surprise!
Poetic sense. And the wild orange thing.
Murder.
Chatty chatty, Mount Damacy, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell for low people business.
Good God, I tell you about nothing near gap, nothing near by your place for fix up. Why you no low people business?
Have an awesome weekend, folks. Catch you on Saturday from 12 to 2 right here, Eastern Standard Time on CIS Radio.